This is Colourful Radio.
On Channel 4 tonight at 9 o'clock, we've got the first of a four-part series presented, led by the one and only Kwame Kwei Armah. You probably first saw him in Casualty many years ago as Finley. You probably saw him singing on...
The
Fame Academy. You've probably been to the National or the Tricycle Theatre in Kilburn to see his plays. He is the man of the moment. You've probably even seen him on Newsnight Review.
That's right. Well, let's say good morning and welcome to Kwame Kwei Armah. Sir, good morning to you.
Morning, family, and can I have an introduction like that every time, please, for every radio show I ever do?
Absolutely not. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and familiarity does indeed breed contempt.
I found no contempt there. Only found total big ups, and I'm very happy for it.
Okay, so
how are you guys?
Very well indeed. Tell us about tonight's program, because I understand it's a pretty long, heavy, wonderful documentary which takes you around the world.
Yes, well, in 1953, the Queen went on a coronation tour, really, of the Commonwealth. And, she'd been on the throne for about 6 months. And what I really loved about doing this program was that, you know, at first, when I was asked to do the job, that I went, the Queen, why would I follow the Queen? And then, actually, I began to understand that this was about Winston Churchill. This was about the government at the time going, listen, we cannot afford empire. Britain is a bombed-out, bankrupt place. We can't afford to keep these colonies anymore, but we want to keep their influence. We want to still have influence over them. We want them to be part of our club. So Winston Churchill sent out Elizabeth around the world. And remember, it was a time where there was no television, only movies. And they sent out this new kind of beauty queen of a queen and sent her out to kind of say to all of the countries, will you stay part of the club? And really, it was a mission in every country. There was a different agenda. But really, she was sent out there to change Britain from empire into Commonwealth. And I found that really fascinating.
And what kind of responses did she get? I mean, were you able to gauge that how many years, 56 or so years later?
Well, I mean, they varied. Invariably in the colonies that were white dominions, for want of a simplistic definition. I mean, it was really, she went there to thank them for the war dead, those who died fighting for Britain and their country. And really, it was cultural affirmation. When she went to Australia, which still had the white Australia policy, still she went there and they were fawning all over her. When she got to Uganda, for instance, where the Governor General had expelled the King of Buganda, she was met with silence, which meant we don't want you here. When she got to Sri Lanka, for instance, the opposition parties had planned a big demonstration to say we don't want her here. So there was this real combination of almost sycophantic fawning on one hand and absolutely standing up to the Queen and standing up to Britain from various other places in the colonies. So it was mixed. But on the whole, and forgive me for jumping to a contemporaneous analogy, actually, to this day, most people say they are part of the Commonwealth because of Elizabeth, because of that tour, because of how she looks after the Commonwealth in a very serious manner.
Kwame, you're obviously an icon and a role model in the community. In the Sunday Times culture section yesterday, your program was listed as Critic's Choice. And in today's Metro, you're described as being a lovable man with a smile sweet enough to sugar 1,000 cups of Earl Grey.
Oh, God.
Oh, my days.
And that wasn't written by you, Lindsay.
No, it wasn't written by me.
Wow.
What is the secret to you transcending all these different demographics, Kwame?
Boy, I don't really read critiques. I didn't read the Times. I haven't bought any of the papers in the last 5 days because I knew that, you know, the Queen would be up. And I think for the moment you begin to read and believe your own hype, there lies the seeds of destruction. But I would say, if I'm to be honest, I am as surprised as anyone in our community that I have been able to transcend and to enter the different demographics. I'm surprised. I'm very pleased because actually, at the end of the day, the only person I really try to be true to is myself and whatever views that I hold. So, I'm pleased to hear it, but I don't quite that Earl Grey is, I don't think I'm going to expunge that from my mind. Because if I don't get...
Are you more of a PG Tips man?
Well, I'm actually a chamomile, but, you know.
Oh, you metrosexual.
I'm all of that. I'll put my hands up. But, on a serious tip, I was very frightened doing this series. Because, you know, we know as diasporan people that walking this very tight line between our triculturality, in the case of me being an African, Caribbean, and British person, that actually it's a really tight line, and you just have to lean slightly to the left, and black folk are saying, you're a sellout, and you certainly lean slightly to the right, and white folk are saying, you're an extremist, and then you kind of go in, and then there's another road that you can go down, where white people go, oh, he's so lovable, and then you go, oh my god, that's the kiss of death. all round. It's a very difficult road to walk.
Well, let me talk about difficulty, Kwame. I saw the trail for this program. It's been really pushed by Channel 4, and I saw all 6'2" of you trying to get onto a camel, and you nearly fell off. Did you really have to go outside your comfort zone on this tour?
Bruv, every place that I went, they pushed me outside my comfort zone. I don't swim, and they put me... I was doing sea rescue. I was on a float in the middle of the sea in Fiji, and literally, I went on a two-seater aeroplane that was so frightening. I mean, literally, every one of my fears, I think they discovered what they were, and they made me face them, which is a great thing.
I think tonight you're visiting Bermuda and Jamaica, I believe,
and Tonga.
And Tonga. We've had recently with the travelogue that Trevor McDonald did, we had a lot of responses of people not happy with that documentary. I certainly understood why. So I'm hoping we're not going to find any negativity. We're not visiting prisons in Jamaica tonight, are we?
I tread lightly here. I haven't seen Trevor's, but I certainly heard about the criticism. And I would hope to say that I think that whatever I show in Jamaica is balanced. Yeah. There's no visiting prison. You know, I spend some time in the garrison. I spend some time among the elite. And I've been doing some surprising things in Jamaica. There's one thing which is hilarious and very weird. I'm in a radio station along with the country's prominent intellectual, and Jamaicans start, and you're kind of equivalent of, and I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but the equivalent of white van man calls up and says, you know, I can't wait for Jamaica to go back to being a colony of Great Britain, and we should beseech them with rum cake and sugar cake. And it's relatively uncomfortable viewing, particularly for a child of the West Indies and a child of empire. So, I think there will be things that every nation will go, oh, well, I'm not really comfortable with that. Yep. But I've tried to be as balanced as I can.
So long as you come from a position of truth-seeking, Kwame, thank you very much indeed. So it's tonight, Channel 4, 9 o'clock, yes?
Yes, it is. 9 o'clock this week and for the next three after that.
Excellent. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Well, thank you, guys. No, thank you for having me on, and thank you for the support. It really is important. I only woke up this morning actually going, so what? Colourful just going to dish me like that. They don't even let me come on and say this or something. And you came too, so thank you so much.
Of course, Kwame, we just want you to kind of feel this way. Don't worry, we're always reaching out for you. Thank you very much to Kwame Kweyama.
This is Colourful Radio.